Thank you, Chief Freeman, and congratulations, Chief Ruiz. Each year, the staff chooses a CPSC ambassador. This award recognizes an individual who goes above and beyond in their support of accreditation, credentialing, and CPSC as a whole. The selection is made by staff based on their interactions and observations over the prior year. As the team and I sat down to think of who would be this year's recipient, it took us all of about 10 seconds to come up with this name. He is a fire chief of an accredited department, which boasts multiple credentialed officers. He himself has been credentialed as a chief fire officer since 2010. He serves as the coordinator for his state's consortium. And in his role as the coordinator, we've seen more agencies in the state become engaged in accreditation and many more officers from that state become accredentialed. In addition to his work on the state level, he supports accreditation and credentialing internationally by encouraging his staff to serve as CFAI peer assessors and CPC peer reviewers, and to present throughout the Fire and Emergency Service on accreditation. Actually, some of them will be teaching here this week. Please join me in congratulating Chief Brian Goss of the Brentwood Fire Rescue Department in Brentwood, Tennessee, on being selected as the 2018 CPSC Ambassador.
Wow, it's been a pretty good year. Although that picture is about 5 years and 40 pounds ago. When Preet called, obviously I was humbled and honored and excited to be here, but that wasn't the only reason I was excited to be here. I had been asked to also serve on the committee to develop the Randy Brueggemann Innovation Award, which was a tremendous honor. And it's interesting that Randy talked about mentoring because he is certainly one of mine, and I appreciate you very much, Randy. When I brought this accreditation thing to Brentwood, or another reason I'm actually excited to be here is Chief Brad Brown, who received the Picard Award, was the accreditation manager I tapped to replace me when I left Grand Rapids, so I feel like I'm a double winner today. But when I brought this thing to Brentwood about 10 years ago, I quickly identified those that I wanted to get involved in the process, and they have certainly run with it and embraced it. Two of those individuals who had probably never heard of accreditation are presenting at this conference, as Preet said. And that's my planning chief, Brian Collins, and my accreditation manager, Derek Hyde. And they have helped me institutionalize this process, not only within my own organization, but then when I got elected to the board of directors of the Tennessee Fire Chiefs Association, I was able to take this to a broader platform. Found individuals starving for a professional development tool to improve their own professionalism and training and education. So I pushed and we quickly adopted the credentialing model as the state of Tennessee's professional development model. And that's an inroad for me through professional development to bring this elephant called accreditation into the mix. But I also am only as good as those I serve with. Since introducing this as our department's model, 15 of my 19 officers, lieutenant and above, have been professionally credentialed. And I believe two more I have their applications in this week. So I work with a tremendous organization, have great support from top down, my city manager down, and it's my pleasure to bring what is obviously the most credible model for both organizational and personal professional development and excellence to the state of Tennessee and beyond. So thank you very much, Preet and CPSC, for this award. Thank you to my wife for her endless patience. And thank you to all of you who work hard to bring this from an industry into a profession. Thank you.
Thank you, man.